It's the Michael Mara Show.
Do you remember how we slept together about six times, I think it was, last year in February? Yeah, I'm a prostitute now. So I was wondering if I might be able to get some money for that. Maybe about $40 a time. That's $3 off. Oh, also, would you be interested in going out again sometime? I'd love that. Okay. Bye.
How's your stomach?
How was that?
That's a Flight of the Conchords. It's a series on HBO.
One of them British shows, ain't it?
Mm-hmm. Funny, though. Even though they wear those glasses, it's still funny.
I watched one of them British shows last night. I watched
Monty Python?
No, I watched that new one, Diary of a Call Girl.
How is that?
What do you think
of that?
Lots
of boobs on it.
Yeah?
I certainly found it interesting.
A little odd.
I watched several episodes of it and I sort of lost interest. Did you watch also the United States of Tara?
Yeah, I did. I'm not too thrilled with that either.
I'm trying. I just saw it for the first time last night. Halfway through the episode, I'm saying to Carla, I'm really trying to like it. I'm really, really trying to like it. But
I lowered my IQ by 10 points last night. I watched the entire Mira Sorvino movie.
You did? You know what? It did not look half bad to me.
Mike, it was so dumb, but it was so entertaining. And I find her very appealing.
She kind of blew that one.
How's that?
Could have had her on the show.
Anyway.
I blew it.
God, she's hot.
She looks great. She looks better now.
Get her back on. Get her back on. Tell her I'm sorry.
She looks better now that she's a little older.
She ain't going to come on here now.
Why not?
The show's over.
You know what I think?
What?
I think they're jockeying. There's another episode tonight of the Templar movie.
The Templar.
And I think that they're...
I'd like to see her Templar.
Yes, indeed. I think they're angling to make it into a show.
Things we didn't get to today, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Didn't I get a chance to tell you about my MRI over the weekend?
Uh-oh.
How long do you have, Mike?
It's not going to be long. But I'm a fighter.
That's
good,
right.
You get in there and fight it, Mike.
I didn't talk about that. Also, about being on the wall at the Chinese restaurant we like so bad.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly didn't get to talk about Rob's parenting. Rob and his BlackBerry and his parenting skills.
Oh, I've got a whole rash of things I need to discuss. I need to hash it. I never realized this. This really is an effective forum for getting to the bottom of problems.
Yes, we can handle that.
And I've got problems because I don't know. I don't think my BlackBerry likes me, Mike.
I don't think you're going to keep it a week. Tomorrow on the show, football great Joe Theismann will be talking Super Bowl. And at 5,
my gym buddy,
Bodog sportsbook manager Richard Gardner, a man I am going to pay a lot of attention to because every Super Bowl is a little more interesting when you got something on the line.
Is he familiar?
But I don't advocate gambling.
No, it's
illegal.
Wrong. Actually.
I have a question about Gardner.
Yes, go right ahead.
Is he familiar with your play?
This is my parlay. This is my stone cold lock.
You can't miss.
I'm going to have all that terminology tomorrow.
Really?
I will bring it to the interview at 5 o'clock.
Very good.
You will think that I'm a bookmaker by the time I get talking to this guy.
You want to bet with him? I'm going to bet 5 durians on the game.
Also, tomorrow, listen for us eating a balut. Now, I hope it's cooked, and I really hope it's good.
Yes.
You're already having problems with this, aren't you?
I'm not real excited about the balut.
Maybe it'll surprise you.
Maybe.
You never know.
Who doesn't love duck?
We should all have our own.
Yeah, well, I don't want to share a duck.
Yeah, let's have Beth Ann, we'll need 3 baluts. You old balut. And then I'll talk about, I guess I did cover Debbie Downer, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
But I'm willing to bet there's more to cover tomorrow.
I hope so. Looking forward to that.
A new day.
Should be a lot of fun, so join us tomorrow, won't you? We're all going to be here.
We'll be here, we think.
Hope you are, too. I'm lightheaded after eating that durian. It's making me sound like Bill Clinton.
What you need? You need, Mike, a nice stiff drink tonight.
Nice stiff drink. Now, it's not, you are really concerned about that.
Well, I'm doing the math. If you can take a pill that a doctor says take on an empty stomach, if you can do that 2 hours later,
right?
Then I think 2 hours, I think the durian will be out of my system.
Should be a lot.
Look who's skulking in right now.
Thank you, Beth Ann. The final buzz is brought to you by Expedia. That is your best timing in a very long time.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The final buzz brought to you by Expedia. Save on great vacations during the Expedia winter sale going on now. Here he is, the man, the legend, at our last news of the afternoon, Mr. Buzz Burbank.
Thank you, Mike. While Al-Qaeda struggles to think of ways to get Muslims mad at a president with a Muslim name, a lot of the world continues to step up to help the U.S. The European Union, with France leading the way, has offered to take dozens of Gitmo prisoners off our hands.
Are you still a part of that union, Mike?
Hey, he's coming up on the show. I wanted to say this. Beth Ann has preliminarily booked a correspondent who was down at Gitmo for a good long time.
Oh, good.
Cool.
A reporter that was down there, so we'll get a little insight into what exactly went on down there.
Well, maybe this will help prep us. Yemen, by the way, has joined the Swiss and other countries in stepping up individually. Now, most of the 245 men still imprisoned at Gitmo have never had any charges filed against them. A new study from Seton Hall University shows that 55% were never even suspected of any crime. The study found that only 8% had proven connections with Al-Qaeda. As for the 61 prisoners who've already been released, contrary to previous reports, only 18 are known to have returned to their terrorist jobs.
You know, I will say I agree with that, and we have to be very careful as to who we send where and whether we keep people, you know, incarcerated mm-hmm. that shouldn't be. But also, 18's too many.
Yeah, it's 18 too many.
That's a screw-up. Yeah. I mean, if these guys are going back to be terrorists, they shouldn't have been released, period. And it would seem to me you would have to do a better job with identifying who the bad guys are. And, you know, I don't doubt for a second, mm-hmm. Buzz, that there are innocent people down there. Not necessarily innocent, but perhaps have the wrong associations.
Right.
But also you got these assets that are back on the fight making videotapes again. And I don't want to see that happen, even if one of them gets
out. That's unfortunate. And the Bush administration has attempted to explain, people from the Bush administration have attempted to explain how that happened. Part of it was record keeping. The records on Gitmo were scattered between the White House, the CIA, and other intelligence agencies, and the CIA and other intelligence agencies still, even in this day and age, would not share their information with each other. So that's a lot of how that happened.
Stupidity.
One thing that really surprised me is three people from Gitmo now work here.
That's right.
Weekenders.
And we know about it. Not all weekenders. We're aware of them. Ryan.
Why did I know? I knew. Mm-hmm. I knew. It's the hair.
That fake southern accent.
Sure. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what it was.
He really naturally speaks with a clipped British accent.
Yeah, absolutely.
We have the first clear reading of the new president's popularity now that he's had a busy first few days in office. The Gallup poll shows his approval rate at 69% and climbing. That puts him just behind the record set by Kennedy and tied with the nearly as popular Eisenhower.
Wasn't that down from last week, though?
No, I think you heard me refer to a number from just before the election.
Oh, okay.
I think it was 79%.
Yeah,
I said
something
like
in
that.
The 70s.
All right. Well, this is the first survey taken since his first 3 days in office.
Okay. Very good. Very good.
Now, Obama's disapproval rating. Let's talk about that. It's 12%, and although that is considered high, it's less than half the disapproval rating for Bush 43 this far into his administration. First one. Among Republican voters, nearly half of Republicans, 46%, say they like what they see in the new guy. Fewer than a third of Republicans say they just don't see the appeal. And Gallup says that based on history, we can expect Obama's approval number to go even higher over the next few months. Obama's campaign manager and number one PR guy says he thinks people will be patient and realistic, knowing that fixing the economy is going to take some time. But David Plouffe says he has hope.
What's great is the American people, I think the private sector, everyone's committed to banding together here to try and bring about the change we need to get our economy and our country back on track.
Now, the president told Republicans...
You know, one of the things I wanted to say, Buzz, is
sure.
that there is a palpable sense that the vast majority of Americans like this guy. Mm-hmm. And from a standpoint that I hope it helps him get stuff done,
mm-hmm.
You know, I'm rooting for him as well.
Yeah, it's A-OK by me.
I really like to see this, and it's nice to see, especially around the world, to see America, people excited about Americans again. Mm-hmm. I really hope it keeps going, and I hope he really, really does deliver on the problems. And, you know, he hasn't promised to fix everything quickly.
No.
But
no.
He's promised to work hard and do it, and I hope it works for him.
And he's a realist, I think, in terms of knowing that he faces some opposition. The president told Republican lawmakers over the weekend to stop listening to Rush Limbaugh if they want to be part of the solution. Quoting Obama, "You can't just listen to Rush Limbaugh and get things done. There are things that unify Republicans and Democrats. We shouldn't let partisan politics derail what are very important things that need to get done." He also told the Republican leaders he has the job, the votes in Congress, and the support of the public, and that he intends to get his way.
And incidentally, I got a texter that writes, "Mike, Marissa Tomei's perky rack is on display and rocking in The Wrestler." I knew that a long time ago.
Yeah, we told you that, as a matter of fact.
Just a bonus to an already seriously badass movie. I could not agree more. The Wrestler, one of the best movies you will see. So glad, you know, really the one reason I'm glad it got the nominations that it did is so more people will see it. Because
right.
I thought it was so unique. Really one of the best movies out there. out there. Go see the wrestler if you want to see. It's not a pick-me-up. Ain't one of your feel-goods, right. But you'll enjoy this if you're a grown-up.
Did Barack Obama offer thoughts on any other radio personalities like Scott Shannon?
Not yet, no. But
Scott Michael
around.
Shannon.
I have my fingers crossed.
Michael Scott Shannon.
Obama also asked Republican leaders for their ideas on solving what he called a crisis that has to be dealt with and dealt with rapidly. He will visit those same Republican leaders in a couple of days to see what ideas they've come up with. Home Depot today announced the layoffs of 7,000 workers and the closing of 14 more locations, all of its expo stores. Caterpillar today announced 20,000 layoffs. We have 26,000 layoffs at Pfizer, 8,000 at Sprint, 7,000 at ING, the Dutch investment firm. Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich.
Oh, happy day. Jesus Christ.
I'll keep you posted.
Have some durian.
Oh, my God. I'm going to eat two balutes based on this news.
Two balut.
I'm gonna, really, just to cheer myself up, I'm going to have two instead of one.
You know, that would be a great vanity tag for one of your cars, Mike.
Two balutes. Let's go to, is this Shannon?
Hi, how are you?
Shannon. That's a very cool name. Shannon, what can we do for you?
I was just calling to say you guys are the reason that I listen to talk radio, and the show is golden.
Wow, oh, thank you very much, nice. Shannon. We appreciate that. Shannon, I've never seen a name like that. S-H-E-A-N-O-N from all the way up in Gettysburg, a haunted town.
That's right.
Haunted by people named Shannon.
That felt good after that bad news.
It did indeed. We're out of time, but Governor Blagojevich of Illinois today skipped his impeachment hearing to do the talk show circuits, and he said that he did, in fact, consider appointing Oprah to the Senate seat vacated by Barack Obama.
What a stain.
Why would she want to reduce her power like
exactly.
that?
I know, exactly.
Finally, gay is no longer on the menu at a restaurant in New Zealand. The country's Human Rights Commission has ordered the Crumpet Club to stop serving a chicken pie that the menu described as slightly gay. Diners there in Christchurch, New Zealand, took offense to that description, even if it was chunks of tender chicken meat floating in a sea of brie cheese and sweet corn.
Oh, God.
Oh,
quoting, that is so nasty.
Quoting Philip Krall, the owner, I am flamboyant and fun just like the gay community, except that I'm straight. Yeah, I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Sorry for jumping the gun on the
no
music
problem.
There. I want to thank Carmen Wong Ulrich. She is always wonderful on
yep.
this
mm-hmm.
show. And comedian Robert Klein, check him out at the Improv, DC's Improv, Wednesday nights and tomorrow night. I think
yes.
it's Tuesday and Wednesday.
Exactly.
Two shows, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, football great Joe Theismann and sportsbook manager Richard Garden will be on the show. The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak. Our phone screener is Joe Ardinger. The show comes to you from the studios of WJFK FM in Fairfax, Virginia, and is heard exclusively on the Westwood One Radio Network. For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you.
Yes.
Got a short one tonight. From Robert Klein to Smelly Fruit, the show today was quite a hoot. Tomorrow we will eat balut. I hope it doesn't make me boot. That's it. We'll see you tomorrow. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Yay!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.